The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. It's good to see you on this beautiful Saturday afternoon on this, the fifth weekend of Easter time. Our Easter candle is still burning brightly, reminding us of our Lord's resurrection. And we gather and are very grateful that our Lord has conquered sin and death and has won for us eternal life. And our gospel today, our Lord speaks of that eternal life, and he uses the image of the vine and the branches, and the fruit being eternal life. Now, I want to make a comparison with you, or make a connection, I should say, perhaps. That is, fruit, the fruit that we produce, is very many. There's a lot of fruits that we can produce. But the primary fruit that we produce in our lives whenever we are close to our Lord is the fruit of happiness. Amen?
Amen?
Happiness. Our Lord wants us to be happy, huh? Amen?
Amen?
Our Lord doesn't want us to be grumpy, to be sad, to be miserable. He doesn't want us to be down in the dumps and depressed all the time. He didn't die on the cross and go through all that so that we would be boo-hooing all the time, huh? Amen? He wants us to be joyful, to be happy, to flourish, to grow. And so the question that we have to ask ourselves is, do I believe Jesus? Do I believe him? Do I really believe that if I am attached to him, if I make my life and his one, if I attach my vine, who I am as a person, as a branch to him, the vine, will I indeed produce the fruit of happiness in my life? It's the question that we all have to answer for ourselves. Because the truth is that without being attached to our Lord, we will never be happy. That's the truth. The question that we have to answer for ourselves is, do we believe it? Or do we believe that we can get our happiness from somewhere else? Our Lord at the very beginning says that he is the true vine. Maybe we think that there's another true vine. Maybe we can attach ourselves to something else and maybe we can be happy. Maybe we can attach ourselves to money or the pursuit of money or power or sex or greed or any of the other many things that the world tries to throw in our way. Maybe we can get some happiness from them. I'm here to tell you today, unequivocally, my dear friends, that if we attempt to attach ourselves to anything else other than our Lord, we will always, always be unhappy. We might delude ourselves and might pretend that we're happy. We might put on a good show, and we might even look around and see other people who seem to be happy because they got a lot of stuff, they got a lot of power, they got a lot of sex or whatever. But inside, they are empty. They are hollow, and they are not producing fruit of real happiness. My dear friends, our Lord wants us to be happy. He does. And not the kind of passing happiness that comes from passing things. He wants us to have real happiness. The kind of happiness that comes from being empowered with the Holy Spirit, to being alive in Him. That's what He wants for us. But the question you have to ask yourself is, do I believe Him? Do I believe Him? Or am I content with just going through the motions and thinking that maybe I can get some happiness by just going through the motions? No. We got to be all in for our Lord. We got to be all in for Him and attached to completely to Him if we hope to bear fruit. This you know, kind of putting our toes in once every week, you know, for an hour a week, going to church just once a week, and then that's it, and not making our Lord the central figure of our life and making Him upon which we do everything, it's not going to be happy. We're not going to be that happy. It's never going to make us satisfied. But when the Lord becomes the pillar, the central pillar of your life, upon which all your decisions are made, whenever the Lord is an intimate friend of yours and you speak with Him often in prayer, whenever the Lord and His church and you and your family are like this, are tight, then real happiness begins to flourish in your life. My dear friends, today at this Mass, our Lord is inviting us to attach ourselves to Him and Him alone, to cut ourselves off from all the other illusory things that are pretending to make us happy, and to graft ourselves onto Him. Today at this Mass, our Lord is inviting us to that. The question that we have to answer for ourselves is, do we believe Him? Do you believe me? Or am I just blowing smoke because I'm quote-unquote supposed to say this? Only you can answer this question. Only you, in the depths of your heart, can make that decision. I pray that you will today make that decision. I pray with everything I am, as your priest, I pray with everything that I am, that you will believe me, you will believe our Lord, that in Him you will find your happiness. I pray that today you will cut yourself off from all that other stuff that never brings real happiness. Because I want you to be happy. I want you to be fulfilled, joyful, filled with the Holy Spirit. So today, my dear friends, join me. Join me up here on this altar, and in your heart, connect yourself to our Lord. If you do that, I promise you, you will be happy. Now, life might not be easy, but you will be happy. You will be filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. And whenever your life on this earth is over, you will produce the ultimate fruit of eternal life. And forever, you will enjoy eternal bliss in heaven. That is our Lord's promise. That is what He did for, that is what He died for. Today at this Mass, let's join ourselves to our Lord up here on this altar so that we might be able to produce the fruit of eternal life. Amen.